Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday.
Hey, Corey. Hey, I've been listening to your personal podcast, Core Issues. It is so good, my friend. We should give that a big shout out. If you have a few spare moments this weekend and you want to listen to a great show, Corey's show is called Core Issues. Check it out. It is great stuff that you are doing. Hey, let's jump into our show. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Lots and lots of breaking news at the top of the show. So Queen Elizabeth has stripped Prince Andrew of all his military titles and also his HRH. What that stands for is His Royal Highness or Her Royal Highness, HRH. So he was stripped of the titles by the Queen herself. She did this in person. She's not the type of woman that sends an email or does it over the telephone. Ooh. She's got a backbone of steel. When dirty business has to be done, the Queen stands up and does it. I'm not good at that, Corey. Are you? I sort of like, can I call you? Or maybe I should email you? Or I hate firing people. Or how are you when you have to make a very tough decision?
Yeah, it's very difficult. But being in management taught me how to, you know, face it and have to deal with people. But it's not an easy thing to do. So I agree with you. It's not easy.
I don't like upsetting people's feelings. I don't. Right. When I comment call my column, my gossip column, I have to come and call all the publicists and the lawyers every Friday. So if I'm going to write something about you, I have to give you the opportunity to respond. So every Friday I phone all the publicists. Oh, I dread it. Oh, it's awful because I'm never bringing nice news because it wouldn't be gossip. Yeah. I'm always like, oh, I spotted her kissing this one, or I hear they're breaking up, and I know it's an awful day. My Fridays are not a fun day, but someone's got to do it. So yes, the Queen told him, then they put out a very official statement. Andrew is facing a civil trial for sexual assault. He has denied all wrongdoing here, so he's going to lose his titles. He's going to lose his HRH. The prince was spotted being driven to Windsor Castle to meet Mommy, where she gave him the news. She does a quick meeting. I'm told the Queen doesn't really like to sit down in meetings. Anna Wintour does this at Vogue. Every meeting Anna does at Vogue, she stands up because it means the meeting goes faster. Oh, I tried to do this once. I know. I was the first to sit down because I like to talk. I know. But if you want to do a very efficient meeting, if you've got some nasty business and you want to be very, very quick, do it standing up. Isn't that interesting?
I think that it's kind of intimidating, though. Maybe that's part of it as well.
Well,
especially
no, you
with
stand.
Anna.
You stand too. Like, Anna wouldn't make us all sit on the couch and her stand. I've been in those meetings. Okay. Yeah. That's a Diddy mood. Diddy would make us all sit down on the couch and he would stand, so he towered over us. Anna has everybody standing, but she's quite short, so we would tower over her. Back to the story, then. We've lost the plot. So a few moments later, he was spotted being driven back to his house. He lives at the Royal Lodge, which is really his mom's house. It's a spare house the Queen has, and it's on the estate of Windsor Castle. She's 95 years old. Prince Charles and William also had discussions. They are very much on board for him to lose the titles, but they didn't do it. The Queen did it. It's amazing. It's amazing, this woman. Andrew is only the fifth royal in recent history to ever lose the HRH title. The first one I think we remember is Princess Diana. They took the title from Diana. They took the title from his wife, Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York.
Yep.
Also too, Harry and Meghan, they still sort of have the title, but they won't use it. And that's the same with Prince Andrew. He's still going to have it. He's just not going to use it anymore. I think the big takeaway here is she might be his mum, but she's still the Queen.
First.
And the crown comes first.
Yes.
Thoughts, Corey, that's a lot there.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny because in America, we just don't have that construct. So it's not really easy for us to understand. But that's a pretty big deal, Rob, right?
I mean, huge.
As far as, that goes.
It's huge.
Big.
It's huge. People are asking me, what does it actually mean to lose the title? Who cares? They do care because the title comes with a lot of privileges.
Right.
So for instance, being the prince, just being born a prince is a privilege. But it's all the fun stuff that the titles give. All the parades he gets to ride his horse in. All the dressing up in the costumes and the medals, all that stuff he needs to go to. He represents all these charities. He represents the military. That's why this ultimately happened. So the Queen had been dragging her feet on this. She didn't want to do it. He's her favorite son. She didn't want to do it. Members of the military all got together and said, he's a disgrace to the military and he's dishonored us. And we don't want him really heading up the military anymore.
Wow.
He still receives about $350,000 a year from the Queen. So don't feel too bad for him here.
My goodness.
He's still going to live rent free in his mommy's house. So don't feel too bad for him here.
Yeah.
He's next expected to be in public in the spring for a memorial service to his father, Prince Philip. He'll be there, but he won't be sitting now in the good seats.
Oh my
God. He'll be at the back.
Is that true? He'll be really in the back? Like,
put you in the back.
The cheap seats?
Cheap seats. Well, he's not going to be in the balcony. It's not like me and you outside with our British flags. No,
but still.
He'll be in the Abbey, but he won't be upstairs, but he's not going to get a good seat.
Wow. Oh,
it's these little things in life, you know, that do sound petty, but he's used to them and he's entitled. He's had them all his life, so it's quite cruel now. Do you know what else? If you're not HRH, if you're not technically HRH, I don't have to bow anymore when I enter the room. Ooh! Now, his whole life he's been a HRH, so everybody's always bowed or curtsied when they've seen Andrew. You have to do it.
Oh my
gosh. I would stand tall like a tree deliberately. I'm not bowing. I know. He'll be really upset about that. I know it sounds ridiculous, but it's this little stuff. Now, of course, too, the trial's going to go on. The trial's going to go on. And we know now they're looking for discovery. That means they're looking for evidence. We have a shocking story coming up later in the show that involves his private parts. I'm not going to say anymore. It's a tease.
Let's do our
poll question of the day. Queen Elizabeth has stripped Andrew of all his titles. Did she make the right decision? I think I know the answer, but did she make the right decision? Yes or no? Could you do it? If you were a mom, could you do this? This is her favourite son. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, sources close to Kanye West say he wants Kim back, despite the fact that he's currently dating Julia Fox. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out for Julia. But anyway, Kanye West and Julia Fox are still going strong, approximately 12 days into their relationship. But it sounds like Yeezy is interested in getting back together with Kim Kardashian. Now, a source close to Kim Ye tells People that though Kanye's with Julia, he's still telling People that he wants to have Kim back and he's willing to make appropriate changes to do so. And meanwhile, Kanye has no plans at this time to start a long-term relationship. A source said that he views Julia as kind of a muse and he loves her smile and her attitude. And the insider also noted that Kanye is not looking for something serious at this time and he's much more into his work projects right now. He has a big vision for this year. Now, you all recall that Kanye and Julia met on New Year's Eve in Miami, and things seem to have escalated rather quickly.
They did.
You know, I don't know if he's really just using her to make Kim jealous, Rob. That's kind of what it seems, but I don't know if that's a good plan. I mean, because she is Kim Kardashian.
Like, we reported it first on this show. We reported it. He's dating her to make Kim jealous. And don't feel bad for Julia here. Julia's in on it. Julia knows what's going on. She's not stupid. She's enjoying all the publicity. I didn't know who she was
a
couple of weeks ago. And now I'm like, who's this Julia Fox?
Yeah.
So she's doing fine out of it. And she's not going to be heartbroken. It's really clear here that they both know what's going on. Kim's not coming back, Kanye. And it's backfired on you because he was really jealous about Kim and Pete. They've really got something. I know. I didn't think so. At first, I thought Kim and Pete were just a silly romance. No.
They really are.
They've really got something special. Really, really special. And so Kanye's really jealous about this. We talked about it before. You said that you've done this, Corey, so don't you become all high and mighty with me on this part. You've dated someone to make somebody else jealous.
I have. So shallow.
Oh, it's so shady too. And you said, but ultimately it bit you on the nose because the person you were trying to make jealous couldn't care less.
Could care less. And that means they really have moved on. Yeah, and then your heart is really broken.
I know. It's so awful. That whole story is ridiculous. Although it looks now like Kanye's going to Russia. So his next date might be Putin. I'm told he's planning to go to Russia. I'm not joking. To meet Putin. This is his thing.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
I don't think Putin's going to meet him. I don't know.
Why would he?
Why would he meet Kanye?
But although it's sort of like a weird, sort of like almost like, you know, Trump and the North Korea guy. So maybe
that's why he's,
you know,
doing
it's sort
it.
Of
I
like,
think
yeah.
it's very, very strange. Hey, let's move along. This is a big story. So Britney Spears has responded to the Jamie Lynn Spears interview on Good Morning America, saying, quote, she never had to work for anything. Ooh, so Britney watched the Jamie Lynn Spears interview. Britney had a terrible temperature at the time, 104 degrees temperature. And she said it was actually a blessing because it meant she didn't really care about anything. You know, when you're that ill, you just don't care. Nothing can upset you anymore. Right. You just feel so defeated.
Yes.
Nothing can be any worse. So she said there were two things, though, that did bother her about the interview. Let's get into those two. Mm. She said that she, meaning Jamie Lynn, was never around me much 15 years ago. So she sort of says she was, you know, my younger sister. She wasn't around that much. So why are you even talking about me unless this is to sell your book? So she sort of says she doesn't really know that much about me. You know, my brother Douglas is 10 years older than me. He's almost like an older uncle. Like, he doesn't feel like my brother. And I love you, Douglas, but we're from a different generation. When I was born, he was 10. When I was 10, he was 20. He'd left the house. So when he came to visit mom and dad, it sounds so strange, but I didn't really think of Douglas as a brother. I thought he was my mom and dad's son. And I'd answer the door. I'd answer the door and be like, oh, mom, dad, your son's here. And they'd be like, no, that's your brother.
Oh,
but
wow.
The age difference was so large. So that's one thing that bothered Britney. The second thing that bothered her, and she addressed it, is there's lots of drama about Jamie Lynn remixing Britney's songs and performing them at Radio City. I think it was in 2017.
Yeah, that was weird.
So she did this without her permission. And everyone's like, well, why did you care, Britney? What was the big problem here? What's going on? Even Jamie Lynn was like, I didn't really get it. Britney said the following, quote, I know it sounds like a silly thing to most people, but I wrote a lot of my songs. And my sister was the baby. She never had to work for anything. Mm. Everything was always given to her. So what Britney's saying here is, I'm married to a songwriter. It's really hard to
It's not
write a
easy.
Song.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to have a hit song. It's so hard. Everyone says something. Why doesn't Bruce have another big hit, international hit? I'm like, try. Yeah.
Like they just grow on trees.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck. It's so hard. So Britney's saying she worked her tail off to write those songs, to make those songs a hit. And suddenly she's watching her sister sing them. And she said that it really, really annoyed her. She did go on to add, too, that her family has ruined lots and lots of dreams for her.
Yeah.
Her family often puts her down and wants to hurt me. She said, don't trust anybody apart from your cats and your dogs. It's really sad. It was so emotional. I understand what's going on here. Jamie Lynn is selling books, but let's be honest. If she wasn't Britney's sister, she probably wouldn't have this book deal.
Nobody would
she
care.
She certainly would not be on GMA.
Mm-mm.
I'm Team Britney. Where are you, Corey?
Oh, I'm the same. And, you know, and Jamie has always been trying to use her sister's name to further her own career. And I agree with Britney especially. It's absolutely absurd for her little sister to be performing the songs that she wrote, like some weird imposter. It's creepy, actually. So
it's
She's totally... She's right to be upset about
She's
that.
Creepy. And she didn't ask permission. Had she phoned Britney and said, listen, I'm going to be performing a tribute to you. They've asked me to sing one of your songs.
Right.
It sounds weird, but should I do?
That would be different.
Liza Minnelli never sings Over the Rainbow. Judy Garland song. She doesn't do it. She's got class. Don't. It just is so creepy. Team Britney. Hey, this story is wild. Pete Davidson might be hosting a very, very big award show.
Yes. Well, so Pete Davidson, he may be hosting the 2022 Academy Awards.
Get out of here.
Yes. Oh. Well, there's talks. Well, Pete Davidson is being eyed to host the show. And that's what a source revealed to Page Six recently. Mm. His people are talking to the producers. Now, the source has added that the prestigious show is looking for a reset and the Academy wants to bring in younger viewers.
Oh.
Now, he gets a demographic that's hard to get. You know that young demographic where they all want for advertisers. Now, Pete is in a good space because his career is doing really, really well with that demographic. He's on the rise. Oddly enough, for some, he's a sex symbol, but it's true.
It's true.
You know, he's big with that generation. And since 2019, the Academy Awards have not had a host. So Pete Davidson's rising celebrity status makes him a shoo-in to get that younger demographic to watch the Oscars, or at least they hope so. And Pete has not responded yet, though, to the hosting claims, but the show's producers better hurry up because the 2022 Academy Awards are set to air March 27th.
Get to it.
So it's close. It's coming up close. But you know what? Yeah, Pete does have that audience. I'm not sure if they'll still watch the Academy Awards. So that just may be a relic, Rob. I don't know. Right, it just may be past tense. What do you think about the Academy
it
Awards?
Feels like it could be an email at this point, doesn't it? You could just send out an email of the winners. I enjoy watching it. I like the old school, and I do like the glamour and the red carpet. I don't think we're going to get that this year because of the pandemic. But it is a long, long night. The ratings have been going down steadily, or actually quite dramatically recently, but they've been going down for years and years. I don't think there's anybody that could really bring in the massive numbers. Now, the problem with Pete here is the Academy Awards are on ABC, and he's an NBC talent, so he'd have to get some sort of special permission. He has a contract with NBC. SNL is produced by NBC. Yeah. I'm being told it's Jimmy Kimmel again, who's an NBC star, but obviously they want to get those young people in. Oh, give it to NeNe Leakes or one of those housewives.
Really? Can you imagine? Point,
we should have Teresa Giudice. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. And Lisa Rinna. That would be like
Lisa Rinna. Oh, all my sloppy Beverly Hills housewives. And we should do it like a Lisa Vanderpump's bar. To make it a sloppy night.
Honey, it should we should try produce
and replace, it. I know. It should try and replace the Golden Globes that we've lost, so we don't get those anymore. So maybe do it in a bar, I think. I don't know. It's a very tricky one, but good luck with that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Tom Shooter, with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da-da. Oh, is it true that you've got Stedman on your podcast?
I do. I've actually interviewed Stedman, and he's with the NSLS podcast, and we talked. And he does mention Oprah, by the way.
Tell me.
Well, briefly, I'll tell you. You know what he just mentions about how you have to forge your own path through life and be defined by who you are and not let others define you. And for a while, he was defined by Oprah, and he made his own path so that was no longer how he'd be how he'd be defined. So yeah,
amazing.
Really
we
great conversation.
To Jamie Lynn Spear, shouldn't we? She should listen to this podcast. It is hard. And, you know, once again, I feel like we beat up a bit on Jamie Lynn a few minutes ago. Because she is related to Britney. She is a Spear. So it's part of her legacy. It's such a complicated one, which brings us to our poll results from last show. So Jamie Lynn Spears insists that she only ever loved and supported Britney Spears. Do you believe her? Oh, let's have a look. 84% said no. They don't believe her. I think I'm with
you
too.
Yeah,
if you love and support somebody, you don't behave this way. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back on Monday. Corey, you know Oprah now has listened to your voice.
You know, I was wondering if, like, when he goes home, he's like, hey, hon, check out this. You think so?
I did this amazing podcast. Of course he did. He went home and said, I did this great podcast. And she's like, I'm busy with Gail. No, she's like...
Oh my gosh, I hope she listened.
Oh, she could have listened. They could have listened in the bathtub together or in
a
garden.
Or over coffee.
Garden or over coffee. Or maybe she had the Duchess over and said, listen to my man.
I hope so. She better call me, honey. She better call me.
Oprah, if you're listening. Hello.
Let's
do a nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, how do I follow that? Okay, well, we're going to try. So Emma Watson reveals the most emotional part of the Harry Potter reunion. So Emma Watson describes reuniting with Rupert Grint and Daniel Radcliffe on the sets they grew up on as being like heaven. It was emotional and also intense to have such an intimate moment so closely watched, she shared. The most emotional moment for the reunion for Watson came when Grint told her how much he loved her and how deeply he values their bond.
Aww.
Now, when Rupert says things, he really means them. I was taken aback by how vulnerable and kind he was, deciding to do so publicly, Watson said. Now, though she says the Golden Trio, they don't like group chat and text mm-hmm. each other all the time, she does confirm that they do stay in touch with each other. Now, they all seem to hate WhatsApp, though. Apparently, they don't like WhatsApp. They don't like their phones in general. They're not really like an electronic sort of, you know, team there. So as a threesome group of friends, she says they really try and stay away from their electronics, so that doesn't really allow them to like massively connect back and forth all the time. But as far as if she'd ever go back and do another reunion in the franchise, she says definitely she's on board. So Harry Potter 25.
And nicest of the day. Now, naughty. Prince Andrew is most likely going to be asked about his private parts in his sexual assault case. So this is moving forward, and they say his private parts are going to come up. And if she can describe them,
oh my goodness,
she's going to. And that is going to be really, really, really damning. Nothing is off limits. Because if an underage girl can describe what the Duke of York's private parts look like, then they had to have some sort of relationship.
Oh my goodness.
Also, too, I'm told they now can subpoena members of the family, and they might even try to subpoena the Queen.
Can you imagine?
Of the day. Ooh. Hey, it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get
you get a Rob.
So forget Tesla or Apple. The most amazing machine in the whole world you own, it's your body. Take a moment to get to know yourself and
so
all the
true.
Amazing things you can do. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice Show with Rob and Corey. I like the sound of that.
Me too.
It's a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Nice. Take care.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.